Matt Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll has gone up to 111 in the Maui wildfires, and the island's head of emergency management is fending off criticism over his decision not to activate warnings as the flames approached. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti asked Chief Herman Andaya,
"Do you regret not sounding the sirens?"
"I do not."
"So many people said they could have been saved if they had time to escape. Had a siren gone off, they would have known that there was a crisis emerging."
"The sirens is used primarily for tsunamis. The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded. Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone malka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire."
Crews still have more than half the search area to cover in their quest to find additional victims. A woman's been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill the federal judge overseeing former President Trump's election case in Washington. CBS's Robert Legarry.
A Texas woman, Abigail Jo Schrey, is accused of calling Judge Tanya Chutkan on August 5th, 2023, and leaving a voicemail in which she said, quote, "You are in our sights. We want to kill you."
A Canadian woman is scheduled for sentencing in Washington next hour for mailing poisonous ricin to then President Trump and to Texas law enforcement officials. CBS News has learned negotiations are underway over Mr. Trump's surrender to be processed in Atlanta after he was hit with criminal charges in Georgia this week. A new report claims military academy leaders need to do more to address misconduct. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon study insists leaders at the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies must work with students to stop everything from hazing to sexual assaults. A recent report found one in five female students said they had experienced unwanted sexual contact. That was the highest number since the Defense Department began collecting data many years ago. Sexual assaults jumped 18%.
Driverless shuttles are headed to Central Florida.
Beginning later this month, you can be driven around the city of Orlando in a self-driving bus. It's called the Swan Shuttle, with Swan standing for Shuttling with Autonomous Navigation, and it can seat up to 8 people. It will take passengers on a 1-mile loop throughout the downtown area for free. Jen Clark, CBS News.
Britney Spears is headed to divorce court again. She's reportedly hired attorney to the star's Laura Wasser to represent her after her husband of 14 months, Sam Asghari, filed legal papers. Spears has been divorced twice before. S&P futures up 15. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Relatives of a Milwaukee man who was fatally shot yesterday morning claim he was killed over the theft of 25 cents worth of snack cakes. According to Milwaukee police, 29-year-old Isaiah Allen was shot near a gas station on Teutonia. His mother notes his history of mental illness and alleges that her son was shot by an individual posing as a security guard at the store. No arrests have been made. New housing along Lake Michigan and Oak Creek should be move-in ready soon.
A Milwaukee real estate company is putting up 28 townhomes at its Lakeshore Commons project in Oak Creek. The for-rent townhomes are part of a larger 66-acre redevelopment along Lake Michigan's bluff. The city of Oak Creek contributed about $1 million in tax incremental financing to the project, which also includes the development of apartments. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to thank State Representative Evan Goyke again. You know, he's one of the brightest guys I know, and humble, and he's got all the, you know, the things that anyone could ever want in an elected official. You know, you just don't want to see him waste all of his talented years. He's also an attorney. All of his talented years, you know, as a state representative, where Democrats don't have any control over anything, and he just is just there as an ornament. And he's not that kind of a guy, because even though he's always been in the minority, he's such a brilliant man, in that he's able to, you know, at least get his thoughts out. So it's always good to have him on. But I want to go here, you know, and I haven't done this, not like this, but I'm going to do it today. Somebody has to explain. Here, this woman in Texas is charged with threatening to kill, you know, judges and others because of the threats, or making these kinds of threats towards, you know, federal judges and others, because Donald Trump inciting people to do these things. And now I think it was Florida, I think, or Texas, I forgot where it was earlier this week, where a gentleman was killed because he was, you know, talking about the FBI and threatened to kill President Biden and others. Listen, this is not fun and games. And those of you who keep supporting Donald Trump, as Donald Trump now is making bigoted statements against the, you know, the judges and district attorneys and others, and he's inciting and doing what Donald Trump does. He's like a two-year-old child. And any of you who thinks that he didn't do anything wrong, you know, maybe, you know, maybe the Lord needs to have some mercy on you. But this man clearly is off balance. He's imbalanced. There's no question that Donald Trump has some mental issues, some serious, serious mental issues. You look at him, you know, you talk about Joe Biden and you talk about Joe Biden and you say, well, you know, he's old and his mind is slipping and all of those things. But the one thing you can't truly say about Joe Biden that we can say about Donald Trump is Donald Trump is insane. And if you listen to him speak and he incites people to do harm to other people, and then those people pay the price, and he walks away, and he continues to do this, and he continues to ramp up hatred. And I'm sorry, but for those of you who think that's all right, you can say whatever it is you want to say about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all those things. But there's never been a man seeking the presidency of the United States, especially in my life, like this one. And listening to him and what he says, and you think that's all right, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Look, and he just doesn't do it. He does it to anybody he doesn't like. All of those people who are running against him, you know, for the nomination, they're all afraid of him. They're terrified of him. They're terrified to speak the truth. Why? Well, as if he's some kind of person that is going to cause them some harm. That's what they're afraid of. Who would want that? Who wants to follow somebody who all he has are threats? Who thinks that's the right kind of a person that we need in leadership in this country? He was that way when he was the president, and he's even worse now. And no question, if he gets in, he's going to be five times worse. And there's going to be retribution. And somehow you dismiss all of that because what? Well, because I think Donald Trump's a nice man. Oh, you do? Oh, well, I don't think Donald Trump's a nice guy, but I like his policies. Oh, you do? What policies? How can you overlook the character of a person? The first thing I do in my life, and I'm just an average Joe, is look for character in a person. I think that's not asking too much. I don't care if you're running for school board. I'm going to check your character out. But anybody who's going to be in those kinds of positions of leadership, reflect on us. The rest of the world is watching this. Now, how dare this nation talk about any other nation when we've got this going on before the world? And, you know, Calvin, even some aliens who are apparently watching. let's go to Jack from Racine. Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. I think you're right on. I think Donald Trump does not want to go to jail. And I've been thinking of this for some time, that he's pretty much tied himself in a knot. He can't get out of here, and this is going to happen. And for about 6 months or more, I have predicted that he will ultimately plead insanity to get out of his predicament as much as he can, maybe get sentenced to stay in Mar-a-Lago or something instead of a prison. But it seems like that's the only way he can get in. As a proud person, he's going to have to be pretty broken if he does that. But it sure looks like it's going that way.
Hey,
to
but Jack, can you explain to me why he gets special treatment?
Well, because he's the president.
No, he's not the president. He's not the president.
Was the president. Excuse me. He's a former president.
Yeah.
And because Richard Nixon was pardoned and he was given special treatment, that's the precedent that we have. So, I mean, I'm not in favor of the special treatment, but I think he's getting special treatment for that. But in the end, I think particularly with Fani Willis down in Georgia, he's not going to get special treatment. He's going to get nailed, and I think he's going to end up having to – what we all know is the truth, that he's really has a form of insanity, the narcissism at the least.
So, Jack.
And then he's going to get nailed.
So, Jack, you just said yourself that you see there's some insanity there. And you've got friends who, even in the face of that, ignore all of that. I'm trying to understand, why is it that people ignore that?
Yeah, well, I don't have a lot of friends who feel that way.
But you know they're out there.
A lot of people who, I know they're out there. It's the whole tribalism thing, and then just also the people who don't think deeply about.
No, I mean, I understand. Believe me, Jack, I understand the tribalism, right? But in the case of Donald Trump, it can't be tribalism, you know, because, you know, it's something else. And whatever that else is, people are willing to overlook all of those things. Now, I'll tell you this, Jack. There's no way he's going to become president of the United States ever again. Do you agree with that?
I agree, and I certainly hope you're right. But yeah, I don't think he could win. Independence would go for Biden right now.
And he doesn't deserve to become the president of the nation. Cannot afford to have him ever again in that position. That mistake was made once, but there's no way possible that our nation and the world can afford to have a man that we now know clearly has these shortcomings and limitations ever to become president of the most powerful nation on earth again. And even for people who are listening, who support him, my phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Give you a fair opportunity to explain why you think he should be. But I'm saying, for the benefit of all of us, that man should never get close to the White House ever again. Hey, thank you very much for the call, Jack. I really appreciate it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. So listen, next Wednesday, they've got a debate, presidential debate in the city of Milwaukee. And all the other candidates, Calvin, have had to sign this pledge that if I lose, I'm still going to support the Republicans. But Donald Trump? No, I'm not going to sign it. Well, why? Because I don't believe in those. Oh, but they should have to believe in you. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 74. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows around 52 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 83. 90 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, you have to question the man's sanity. Donald Trump is now still attacking Fox News, Fox and Friends, and others on Fox News. Maybe he's forgotten the fact that Rupert Murdoch and his network, when Donald Trump first decided to run for president, they spoon-fed him all the way through. All of the people on that network supported Donald Trump 100%. And while he was president of the United States, he had a clear path that did not matter. None of those people on Fox News, I know I watched it, ever said anything negative about Donald Trump. Well, that's changed, and this goes to show you what kind of a chameleon this man is and how dangerous a person he is. You know, friendship has its place. And so, you know, true friendship is lifelong and forgiving. And so, you know, if you have a friend, a real friend, and someone that, you know, you've had along the way of your life's journey, and something happens and you and that friend fall out, and over time you realize the value of what you had with that person, far outweighs whatever happened in that short period, a brief period of time that the two of you, had disagreements. Well, that's the way adults kind of look at things, real adults. Donald Trump is not that. So former President Trump attacked Fox News on yesterday. And he said, why doesn't Fox and Friends show all of the polls where I'm beating Joe Biden by a lot? They just won't do it. Let me say this. Fox is not anti-Donald Trump. All right? They're not anti-Donald Trump. I watch it still at times. And they're still trying to back him and support him every chance they get. They're not his enemy. But he's so twisted and jaded that because they don't agree with every little thing that he says and every little move that he makes, you know, and here's what it is. What Fox News is not, is they're not totally MAGA, where they're going to kiss his ring or bow down to him at every turn. He cost them a lot of money. What was that, Dominion, Calvin, $780 million?
I can look up the exact.
Yeah, I know. Somewhere,
hundreds of millions.
Yeah, 700 some odd million dollars Donald Trump cost them. And so they're not going to go down that rabbit hole again. So they're not going to buy into everything he says. So they're not going to be his lapdogs. The former president took issue with the way the network was portraying him physically. Hey, Calvin. In other words, hey, you should get this side, right? Only take this side and only when the sun is right. And don't, I mean, he's dictating to how he's seen, they need to show him in only when he thinks it's the right picture. Look at this. They purposely show the absolutely worst pictures of me. Well, I think just about every picture of Donald Trump is a bad picture, especially the big orange one with my chin pulled way back. Well, that's who you are, man. If you don't want them to take a picture of you with your head pulled way back, then keep your chin down, Donald. They think they are getting away with something. They're not, he said. Just like 2016 all over again, and they want me to debate. Hey, listen. Here's what's so dangerous about Donald Trump. And Liz Cheney said it. And I was never a big fan of Liz Cheney or her dad. But here's what she said, in 2021. Cheney was the vice chair of the House Select Committee that was investigating the events of that day. At the opening of a hearing, she issued what amounted to a warning to her fellow Republicans. I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain. I say this to those of you who support Donald Trump. There's going to come a day, when he's gone. And you've been willing to give everything else up. You've been willing to know that the man's a liar. You know the man's a criminal. And yet you're willing to overlook all of those things that you wouldn't overlook for any other person. I ask you, what is it about this man that makes it that you don't have a control over your belief system anymore because he's upset that he's taken that away? How can one person do that to you? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Maui's Emergency Management Administrator Herman Andaya is defending his decision not to activate warnings when flames from last week's deadly wildfires neared.
There are no sirens, Mauka, or on the mountainside where the fire was spreading down. So even if we sounded the siren, it would not have saved those people on the mountainside.
The death toll is at 111. Abigail Schrey of Texas has been arrested after allegedly sending a racist-threatening voicemail to the federal judge assigned to former President Trump's federal election conspiracy case. CBS's Robert Legarry.
CBS News reached out to her federal public defender, who did not respond to our request for comment. Schrey remains detained pending trial after a judge ruled conditions could not be met to release her.
Sentencing next hour for a Canadian woman who pleaded guilty to sending then-President Trump poisonous ricin. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A U.S. senator brought a spotlight to the lead pipe replacement effort in Milwaukee yesterday.
Senator Tammy Baldwin walked 38th Street with Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and watched workers replace the lines. The purpose of the event was to emphasize the allocation of $50 billion of funds from the bipartisan infrastructure law.
The equity prioritization plan ensures that areas of the city that are often overlooked, have the highest rates of elevated blood lead levels, will be the first to have their lead pipes replaced.
Mayor Johnson says he hopes to replace all Milwaukee lines within 20 years. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
A Menominee Falls Pizza Hut was forced to close due to vandalism caused by a former manager. Michael Edwards is charged with burglary after confessing to the damage. His actions, allegedly motivated by being fired, led to significant destruction within the restaurant. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back. to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, you know, I mean, I don't enjoy, you know, wasting time talking about Donald Trump. I mean, there's all sorts of things going on that wind up second fiddle to this one man. It's shameful that the news media has, you know, just sucked up. Everything is about Donald Trump. It's about this aberration in this nation, because anybody who thinks that long-term people are going to be talking about the greatness of Donald Trump and what he did in this nation is foolhardy. Donald Trump has not done one thing, even while he was president of the United States, that you could put your hands on and say that historians will say this was a great move that this man made. Not one. And if you know of one, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I can't name one thing that Trump has done. I'm sure CJ would spout out a whole bunch, but then it'd be all about Biden. I really want to know why, you know, we talk about a two-tier justice system. Why is Trump still allowed to be on Truth Social? Why is he allowed to
He owns Truth Social.
But still, I mean, why can't we muzzle him? And then on Monday he's going to have this meeting on televised or whatever, this Mike Lindell kind of meeting where he's going to show us a bunch of computer program stuff showing that, you know, all of this is fake and this is why I'm innocent. And all that's going to do is just rile those people up more. I mean, this man
is the most
dangerous person in this country now.
Yeah, he is, Tom. But you know some people who are all in on him. Why?
It's beyond me. It is just beyond me. And you try to argue with him again. I don't like bringing him up all the time. But like CJ, he will not listen to anything Trump that's bad.
I know he represents hundreds of thousands of people who still look at all of that. And maybe in other parts of their life, they are more, you know, reasonable with their lives. But not when it comes to Donald Trump. They're willing to go all in on that. And I just, for the life of me, don't get it. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. Let's go to Paul from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Paul. You say what?
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Oh, I don't know where to start. I've only been listening for about 5 minutes, but the economy was doing well under Trump.
It was doing well before Trump.
Sorry, hold on. Let me just make my points, and then you can.
Okay.
It looks to me, now I'm a history guy, you know this, but it looks to me that the Democrats dream about Russian collusion, but they love Soviet-style tactics. All these charges are quote-unquote trumped-up charges. Take a quote from Beria. Remember Stalin's guy.
Hold on. It's easy to say they're trumped up charges. What's trumped up about it? Name one charge that's trumped up.
All these. What are these fake electors anyway? What are these people?
Well,
some of the charges that are.
Paul.
Fake electors.
Fake electors are not trumped up. They're real. They were real.
I'll have to look.
Well, I think you should look that up. I think you should look that up before you say that trumped up charges. Calvin, I know you wanted to say something.
Well, I just don't understand where you've been the last 3 years if you don't know about the fake electors. If you have to look up the fake electors at this point, you're a little behind the times. But I encourage you to do so.
Well, see, and Paul, he's saying that because You're saying you don't know what that is. That's a huge deal, man. They were going to overthrow the election. Fake electors were at the root of that.
Yeah, well, I'll have to look it up.
I know, but you said these were trumped up charges. No, they aren't. The charges are real.
You can agree to disagree on that, but
alternative facts.
Joe Biden is a terrible president. We are all suffering under his policies.
I know, but Paul. But is Donald Trump a good president? A great president? I'm listening to people right now.
All people have their flaws. Everybody has their flaws. The problem is he doesn't know how to shut up.
Not only does he not know how to shut up, what comes out of his mouth, even when he's talking. Come on, man.
This is why we need DeSantis. DeSantis is a very smart man.
Okay. I'm going to let Bill have a crack at you. Hey, Bill, we got CJ number two on the line. You want to respond?
Yeah, to Paul, you actually discovered your own problem. You have to educate yourself to what the fake electors are. You've got to learn that. You've got to educate yourself to what Russian collusion really is. You have to educate yourself to what the terrorist attack on the Capitol really means. And I'll give you some references right now. The 14th Amendment, Section 3, please read it. And then see if you what your thoughts are after you read that. But, Earl, I do have an answer. What Donald Trump did something really good for our country. Here's what he did. He showed us how to value democracy and the Constitution, because he challenged it all. He wanted it all destroyed. It woke up Americans, myself included, how that's so valuable to protect. And moving forward, any of these nut jobs that want to pardon him or get him off free or defund the investigation, they have to be treated just like Trump because they're co-conspirators. That's my thoughts for the day. And thanks for what you do.
Well, you know, you know, Bill, and I appreciate Paul calling in, because there are people who are listening who support that man. And even in the face of the questions that I'm asking, they're not going to respond because they know that whatever it is, it's some kind of emotional attachment that they have to him. And it's not based on his intellect. Clearly, it can't be that, Bill. It can't be based on the fact that he's a good human being. It clearly is not based on that. But it must be based on the fact that they feel like, this man is being mistreated for some God only knows unknown reason, because people just don't like him, so they're mistreating him, and we must come to his rescue. That's got to be what it is. I mean, and that doesn't make any sense to me, Bill.
But don't you think, Earl, though, these people who cling to that, here's their backgrounds. They are not really happy with life. They think life has given them an unfair shake. They gravitate to fear. They gravitate to blame somebody. They gravitate to anything that will settle their conscience why they got a bad shake in life. But here's the good news. Like I said, I'm going to go back to Trump. Trump right now, as of this morning, there's less than 30% of U.S. voting citizens that believe he is not guilty.
Well, I think it's higher than that. I hope that you're right, but I think it's higher than that. And anybody who thinks that he's not guilty, though, Bill, where have they been? I mean, you know, and then his response to all of those things, right? Well, I had a right to free speech. I can say what I want to say. Well, no, you can't. You're no different than the rest of us. You don't have a right to say, well, I thought I won the presidency, so I had a right to say all those things. No, you didn't. Because you thought you won. And somehow we're supposed to allow that, Bill. We're supposed to say, okay, Donald Trump thought he won, so he's entitled to have created all of this that he created in trying to overthrow the government because he thought he won. Come on, man.
He said he did. You know, these people thought that he really did win and he got a rough deal. But here's the deal. When Al Gore conceded to Bush, he got a rough deal, but he didn't go after it. When Hillary Clinton won by 3 million popular votes to beat Trump, yet she lost, she conceded. When Trump clearly lost, he did not want to concede graciously. Now, he didn't have to show up, but the minute you organize attacks, the minute you beg to give illegal votes to somebody, you cross the line.
So, and here's the other part of all this, Bill. I'm listening to conservative radio, and they're coming after Biden. Well, you know, Joe Biden was vacationing when Maui was burning. He didn't show any compassion. He should have left the vacation. And I'm like, okay, and done what? Okay, Maui's burning. He's on vacation. What is he supposed to do? Come off vacation and go into Maui where it's burning up and do what, Bill?
You know what they're doing, Earl? They're struggling to do anything that can give cast doubt on Biden.
Oh, I know that. I mean,
they keep throwing it against the wall and then say, what do you think of this? Here, I'm going to throw this against the wall. What do you think of that? He's in Maui, or he's on vacation, Maui's burning. What do you think of that? They'll take anything. And even when everybody knows it's ridiculous, they're struggling. They're like a rat in a rain barrel that can't get out. They just can't get out. And they've got to deal with that. They're a sad bunch of people. But I really encourage them, and I'm glad you do, to call your station, because you can't do this on right-wing talk show. Dan O'Donnell has not let me on the air in 7 months. I call him once.
Well, Dan, look, stop calling Dan O'Donnell. He's a joke, and so is that show, and because you know what? Why? Because he's putting on a show, and that's what conservatives do. They put on a talk radio, they put on a show. And rarely, if ever, will they allow anybody to call in, even other conservatives. You know, this is not a show. What I'm doing here, this is not for self-aggrandizement. This is to give people a fair opportunity to give their views on things. Got to go to a break. Thank you, Bill. We'll be right back.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 74. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 52. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 76. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 90 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Hey, good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
All right, man. It's not getting any better, man. These people are just, they're digging the burrows deeper in support of Donald Trump.
Well, it sounds to me, I don't know about you, Earl, but Paul sounds to me like one of those quote-unquote low-information voters, if you know what I mean. Well, that the right is always complaining about, right?
Yeah,
but I think the ignorance is willful, let's be truthful. You know, I was wondering, has anyone happened to mention racism in why they're hanging on to Donald Trump? Because that's all I can think about. I mean, his supporters today, that 25-30%. Those folks have been ride or die since birtherism with that guy.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
I mean, that's the crowd. I mean, that's what they're hanging on to, and he's gonna bring that. He's a white knight, the great white hope. He's gonna bring it all back because everything the Democratic Party is standing for, diversity, inclusion, all those things terrify these folks, and so they want to go MAGA. They want to make America great again, which is let's get back to the 40s and 50s when our glory days were riding. Not so good for, 40-50% of this country, but for them, you know, they're hopeful.
You know, Eric, you've got friends that support Donald Trump.
I've got family members.
I know. I know everybody basically does.
It's terrible.
So
we fight. We fight a lot.
And you should ask, and normally in other aspects of their lives, they are more reasonable than that, right?
Oh, yeah, professionals.
Right.
Managers, bankers, you know.
But when it comes to this man, it's like he's cast a spell.
But they don't even mention him, though. They only talk about his opponents and what they won't vote for. They won't even admit what they're going to vote for because what they're voting for is the racism. This is my family I'm talking about, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, that's in the end what it is. It's basically because my own little pet theory is, you know, the white supremacism, it's mostly the strongest supporters are those that need it the most.
Well, you know, it's not like Donald Trump doesn't have a history of that. You know, he's done that throughout his life. But it's even deeper than that, Eric, because it's about what he will do, the damage that he'll do to the nation and the world if he ever gets back in office. And that's the part of it I don't understand, that people are willing to run that risk.
Say that the in the press, you know, I learned this a long time ago. I took journalism school, broadcasting school, whatever, for like a year. And the most important thing I learned is that, you know, television news broadcasts exist to sell advertising.
Right.
The only reason it exists. And everybody loves a wreck. If it bleeds, it leads. And so they're going to keep everything interested. And Trump sells ads because he gets people upset and angry and stuff. Biden's, quote unquote, boring. So they're going to keep it going up through 2024, even if it's 70-30 Biden, just to keep the ads coming in.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much as always, my friend. Really appreciate it. Hey, let's go back to Tom. Tom.
Hey, Eric is absolutely right. But one thing I would ask, because I think it's something we can all find agreement in, is that we need to get all money out of politics, and we need to get all lobbyists out of politics. And see if your conservative friends or family or whatever can at least agree to that, and then take them down the road where basically, because of Buckley versus Alejo, First National Bank versus Bilotti, and Citizens United, which were all conservative Supreme Court justices who ruled in favor of money in politics, ask them why it is that, you know, we have the problems that we have today.
So
and I just wanted to add one more thing, Earl, is that remember this one thing. If the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it.
So Tom.
So whenever they say anything,
I know, but Tom, these are people who are willing to risk going to jail to support Donald Trump. They don't know him from Adam. They're willing to put their careers, their lives on the line for a man who doesn't even know they exist. Right? Come on, man. The people who are doing these things, Donald Trump doesn't know. If he saw him, he'd walk right past him. And yet there's so much in belief of him that they're willing to put it all on the line for a man like that. I don't understand that. I never will, man.
Earl, do you think these people are the same people that were in the high schools and stuff that, you know, no one's going to tell me what to do? It seems to me like there is a, they say no one's going to tell me what to do, but they follow a dictator right off the cliff. It's really quite amazing because these are the people that will say, no one's going to tell me what to do.
Well, those people, well, Tom, those people don't believe that Donald Trump is a dictator. You know, apparently they don't believe that.
No, they believe he's the next Jesus Christ on earth, for God's sake.
I know, so.
Which is against the second commandment right there.
hey, Tom, thank you very much as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. I got to get out of here. I'll be back on tomorrow. Sandy Williams will be back in town, and we'll have at it again. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, and thank you, State Representative Evan Goyke. I'll see you guys later.
Till you use me up, and till you use me up. Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, 'cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.